Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorites, Perizzites, and the Canaanites. Just pick one and hand it to my wife. The Hittites and the Gergites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, but I give them into your hands. I sent the hornet around you and drove them out before you. Also the two Amorite kings. You did not do it with your own sword and bow. So I gave you the land on which you did not toil and the cities you did not build. And you live in them and ate from the vineyards and the olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors. Your ancestors worked beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. And serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the God of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So that last line, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's Joshua 24:15. When Joshua uttered this famous verse, he was challenging the tribes of Israel to make up their mind when it comes to serving the Lord. He told them to fear God and to serve him with faithfulness. On the other hand, it also shows what kind of person Joshua was as a family man. As a father, to be specific. He possessed these qualities that deserve to be honored on an occasion like today, Father's Day. That statement, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, implies the qualities of an honorable father. One, it implies a strong conviction. The statement there begins with the term but, indicating a contrast. The tribes of Israel need to be reminded of their duties to God because they've been a double-minded people. They worship God at one time, and then they worshiped idols another. And then they worship God one time, and then idols another. Back and forth. He challenged them to make up their mind and decide who they are going to serve and worship, the God of their forefathers or the gods of the Ammonites. They were unable to be decisive because they didn't have a clear conviction about God. Joshua, however, dignified himself from other Israelites because he knows where he stands and is ready to make a decision. He is not afraid to go against the will or the majority, since he had a clear belief on the issues of the day. This is a critical factor, not only in leading a nation, but also in a family. Today, we honor those fathers where they stand and are ready to make a decision when it comes to their family. We honor those fathers who are not afraid to go against the will of the majority. We honor those fathers who have a clear belief on the family issues of the day. So why is a clear conviction an essential quality of a father? As head of the family, or our family, looks up for wisdom and guidance. They would like to know what we believe about God, family, parenting, personal discipline, responsibility, service, citizenship, spirituality. A father without clear conviction in life would be like a wave of the sea blown and tossed around. He's unstable and lacks consistency in what he plans and does. As a result, family is confused, frustrated because they don't know where they stand or whom to follow. Fathers, understand and define your conviction in the issues of life. Communicate them with your family, your wife, and children. Let them know that you stand for what you believe. Our family will continue to be proud of you for having a father with conviction. Family values and traditions come from a more clear conviction of parents, particularly the father. How do we develop these convictions? Educate yourself. Listen to advice and evaluate them. Learn from others and your own mistakes. Examine and embrace the teaching of Christ in His Word, and trust God in His Word. So the second quality implies a positive influence. I don't know how big Joshua's family was, but it was encouraging to hear him commit his whole household to serve the Lord. Could be like me, just have one little one. Could be like my granddad, who's got two of his own and then five grandkids. He had the confidence that his household will follow his desires to serve the Lord. How can he make that kind of commitment? Everyone's got free will. It's the phrase, "But as for me and my household." That's what implies the positive influence by Joshua over his household. Here's a father who can infiltrate his household to significant and legitimate decision in their life. Today, we honor those fathers who have a positive influence in the life of their families, especially in terms of in faith in God. Concerns for family and society, and living a moral and ethical lifestyle. Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and the elders who outlived him and who had experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel. The influence of Joshua to owe his family and the nations that outlived him, how can he have such kind of influence on his family and nation? Or how can we have that kind of influence? Positive influence happens when conviction is followed by demonstration. Our beliefs were supported by our behavior. Our children believe our convictions when they see our example. The father example is very influential. And both father and mother go to church. 72% of children will also go to church when they grow up. If only the father goes to church, the percentage drops to 55. However, if only the mother goes to church, only 15% of those children will go to church when they are grown. Jesus gave us this answer. "I tell you the truth, the son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." And that's out of John 5:19. The teaching by parents, "Don't do as I do, but do as I say," doesn't really work. If our life doesn't back up our teachings, our words, they're meaningless. It is in the inconsistency that it is the inconsistent lives of parents that result in rebellious children. Positive influence happens when conviction includes love and compassion. Didn't I preach on that a few Sundays ago? See how everything comes around? We set aside legalism and impatience. We must recognize that our loved ones are humans and are imperfect too. Didn't that fit in with salt this morning? We should be willing to give allowances for shortcomings and weakness. Be patient until they learn our conviction and example. A positive influence also happens when we personally attend to the needs of our family. Influence requires a personal touch and time with our Lord, our loved ones. Meet all your family needs in a material way, a spiritual way, an emotional way, and a social way. Experience with our first child when still studying in... Be like if I went to seminary, Kaylin, grown up a little bit, and only seeing her on the weekends. That's no way to be. It's no way for me to be a father. Even working, being with her. And that's why I like the job that I've got, is they will allow me to do that. In fact, 39.6% of children in America are going to bed every night without their biological father in the home. And I've never met mine. So I'm part of that 39.6%. But I'm my grandfather. It implies a strong leadership. Joshua's conviction in life and influence on his family are the results of his strong leadership. He knew that he must assume leadership over his home. He would not be able to lead the Israelites if he was unable to lead his own family. You might notice that in the biblical tradition, the man was given the responsibility to lead and care over his family. And during my wedding, I remember Robin signing our marriage certificate on my back because of this. Today, we honor those fathers who were able to provide leadership over their families. Why is leadership important at home? Sorry about that. God placed the fathers in our home to provide direction and vision for the family. Leadership means that we initiate, we plan, we encourage, we motivate, and we love our families and the family members and everything that goes with it to make a difference out of their lives. In Ephesians 5:22-23, wives, submit to your husband as to the Lord, for your husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. For you know that we dealt with each of you as your father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And that's out of 1 Thessalonians 2:11-12. The wives submit and the children obey when the husband provides leadership. Leadership also set order and cooperation within the family. Leadership defines the roles and responsibilities of each member. Leadership also assumes security and provision for the family. Without leadership, anarchy prevails. So you guys remember that song I played at the very beginning as the countdown? We're gonna sing it this time. It's karaoke, that's why. Don't worry, Miss Marilyn, you can do it from where you're standing. It's karaoke. I didn't tell you I was gonna do this, sorry. Can anybody tell me where that song comes from? It's a movie. It's by John Waller. We went and saw this movie when it came out as a church. It's a Kendrick film, and it's about police officers. I thought I heard it. What was it? Courageous. Overtone in that entire movie is fathers. From the very beginning to the very end. When he stands up at church and delivers that speech. This particular song hits home with me because it reminds me, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I'm going to play the song. You guys can stay seated, and I'd like us all to sing it together.
I'm done building my own kingdom. No more seeking worthless idols. Like sheep, we have all gone astray. We must choose this day who we will serve. As for me
Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you have done and that you are the great Father of us all. It is in your name we pray. Amen. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the God of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.